My name is Tanya Weigel, and I'm interviewing Virginia Elizabeth Cooper Morrison, and we are in Jerusalem Baptist Church in room 5. Would you like to be called Miss Cooper or Miss Morrison?
Oh, whatever's comfortable for you.
Call you Miss Morrison. Miss Morrison, where and when were you born?
I was born June 25th, 1930, on Salem Avenue, Roanoke, Virginia.
How long have you lived in Roanoke?
Well, let's see. I was in Charlottesville for a while working at the University Hospital. I was there 22 years. I moved back to Roanoke in 1984. So I just moved in 06 after living at Old Stevens Road, 3832. After living there 22 years, I just moved to Friendship Retirement Community, Independent Living.
Okay. And what streets and neighborhoods did you live on? No, I already asked you, but you can kind of just tell me what you told me for the...
At the time when I did live in Roanoke at a young age, I lived on Salem Avenue. First, it was, I remember living across from the Gosh Dairy on Salem Avenue. And later, about age 12, 13, and 14, I believe, we were living at 1013 Salem Avenue, just back of the Jerusalem Baptist Church. We lived there, and about, I think I must have been like 16 years old. My family moved out to Starkey, Virginia, and there I attended Culver High School in Salem, Virginia. I graduated from there in 1949.
Tell me about your parents and your brothers and sisters.
Oh, my parents, were loving, beautiful parents. My father became ill about the time I was 14 years old, and he was away in the hospital. But my mother, she worked and took care of us. There were 5 boys, and I was the only girl. Of course, I was second. I had an older brother named Thomas. Then I was second. Then I had a brother, Edward Roosevelt Cooper, Willie Woodrow Cooper, Irvin Washington Cooper, then Philip Alfred Cooper. I believe that's 5. It was 6 of us.
Did you have any extended family living nearby?
I had cousins, uncles and aunts and cousins. We were a very close family, and my uncles and aunts, I remember them always coming back to visit us because our father was sick and away from home. And my uncles and aunts, they always come back to see us, and I'm very thankful for that.
Describe your house that you grew up in.
Oh, let's see. I think we had usually it was like in our home, we had, of course, the kitchen. It was always busy working the kitchen. And we had what we call the front room, where we needed to keep straight in case company comes by. And we had two rooms for sleeping. And, of course, we had double beds and sleeping. But we always had to help our mother do tasks because she worked out, but she was always working and doing. And but we had tasks to do. We always had to have the kitchen cleaned up and things straightened up at home when she came in, because then she would fix us a nice hot meal, and then it would be time for bath and to bed.
Did you have a backyard or a garden?
Yes, we did have a garden out in Starkey. We did have a garden, and usually had playroom, you know, for the playroom. And my brothers, I remember somehow they had a bicycle, and they had a scooter. And so I tried to ride the bicycle, and my mother said, and then, you know, cars were coming along about that time. And so mother said, well, how can you drive a car and you can't ride a bicycle? I said, mother, the car has four wheels. But I didn't ever learn to skate. I didn't learn to skate. My brothers had scooters. And, you know, at that time, the fellas, they made their own scooter and had the skates, you know, made up the skates on the scooter thing. But I skated a little bit on the scooter. But just the skates itself, I didn't ever get to learn to skate.
So what kind of activities did you do?
I usually would be reading. I like to read. My mother would bring magazines from her job. And I would usually be reading those books. And I loved the Reader's Digest. I would always love that very much. And I, even in my adult life, I subscribed to the Reader's Digest. But, of course, and then let's see what else. Oh, well, I visit, try to play with the neighborhood, girls and boys, and we just survived.
What kind of work did your family do?
My mother worked at that time when we were in early age, early times. She did housework out like they do, work in the house, housework. And but later years, as time passed on, she was a cook. She did cooking at a boarding house on Jefferson Street. And then, let's see, the family moved to Salem in 53, a home in Salem, Virginia, in 53, 55. And she was cooking for the Virginia Baptist Children's Home at that time.
What about your school life? Where did you attend school? Did you walk to school?
Oh, let's see. The first and third grade school, there was a bus that used to come up to the marketplace above, like 12th Street, I believe that was. A bus would come up and take us to Harrison School across the 10th Street Bridge. That was an elementary school. But, of course, as I got a little older, 9 or 10 years old, some I remember missing the bus, and I would have to be walking over to Harrison School across the 10th Street Bridge, up the hill to Harrison School. Yes, sir. But 8th, 9th grade and all, when I went over to Addison for junior high, I think I walked most mornings to junior high school.
Did you walk with your brothers?
My brothers, no. Usually I was by myself because, see, they get ready. And I had a brother. I would wash my socks out at night so I'd have clean socks for the morning. Polish my shoes. You know, we had this thing, the saddle Oxford, they call. Brown and white saddle Oxford. Polish my shoes up and wash my socks out so they...
And you were telling me about your brothers going to college?
Oh, yes. As I said, my four brothers, they were in service. Let's see, Thomas, my oldest brother, and Eddie, they were in the Army. My brother, Willie Woodrow Cooper, and Philip Alfred Cooper, they were in Air Force. And I think I was telling you about my brother Woodrow. He completed his training in Washington, D.C., and business administration. Of course, Philip, he did his time in the service, and he also worked in the business field. Philip, he just retired from the Appalachian Power Company after many years of working.
Where else did they work?
Oh.
In Roanoke?
In Roanoke, Virginia, yes. Okay. Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, describe your home life. Did you all listen to the radio together? When did you get a telephone and a refrigerator?
Oh, we did have a radio. We usually had a radio in the home at an early age. We used to listen to the program at night. I can't think of it right now. Stella was one of the characters in the program on the radio. And I remember my father and we all listened to the fight with Joe Louis over the radio. We usually had a radio. Let's see, it was sometime, let's see, we were out on Starkey Road when, we didn't have a television then. We still had the radio. And of course, I always enjoyed my reading. Mother would bring the books home from her work and job and Reader's Digest and all that I usually enjoy reading.
Mm-hmm. What type of chores did you have to do?
Oh, cleaning up the kitchen and the living room and helping with washing and always doing the dishes and cleaning up. And the cold mornings, I remember a little girl on Salem Avenue, 1013, going out, hanging up clothes in the wintertime on the lines. It was so cold, but I always was there helping my mother.
Did the boys help too?
The boys had chores. Yes, we all had chores and things to do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What were the family stories that were passed down to you? Anything memorable?
Oh, let's see. I remember the big thing in our family. We usually visit our family. Going over to the country, we would call it, but going over to Rocky Mount, Virginia, and visiting our families there for a family reunion. And of course, that visiting our families ever so often. And then, of course, at that time, too, we used to, in the summertime, we would get to go to the country to our grandpa's down on the farm. And, of course, my brothers, they didn't like that too much because they would have to go out and help them work in the tobacco field. Mm-hmm. And Co-Snare, I remember going, I always had to help around the kitchen at Grandpa's and my aunt's. Have to help around the kitchen, help with the cooking and taking care of the children. My aunt, I would have to stay home. She wouldn't let me go out to the field. I guess I was getting to be a big girl then, 12 or 13 years old. And there in the summertime, we were down to the country. And as I said, the boys, they would take them out to the field to work on the field, you know, do the tobacco and stuff. But now I had to stay home and help take care of cleaning up the dishes and preparing dinner and take care of the children, the little children that I'm bathing them and combing their hair. Wouldn't let me go. I wanted to go out with the other girls, go out on the farm and all, because I hear them talking when they come in at supper time. They be talking, I saw so-and-so. I saw so-and-so today. We were by the store and this, that. Well, I wanted to be by the store and see people too. But my aunt, she always kept me at home. You know when she took me out to the barn to work with the tobacco? It was at nighttime after supper.
Do you have any stories or about the Civil War in your family?
No.
Or any past far back stories?
No.
No. Do you have any special recipes that were passed down in your family?
Let's see. No.
No.
No, just my mother was always cooking and usually cooking, and I enjoy cooking. And
what businesses and stores did your family go to in Roanoke?
Oh, well, of course, the grocery stores. You know, at that time we had the grocery stores and down on the market. A&P, I believe, was down on the market, and then the market, the people that come in from the country with their produce and all.
Mm-hmm. What is your fondest childhood memory?
Of course, let's see, my fondest memories are when we'd have company. When Grandpa and Grandma come over from the country, and my aunts and all come over, Mother would always be busy cooking and cooking, and we would have good food. And that was so much fun. And then, too, I always enjoyed going over. I remember my uncle. Uncle and aunt, they would come and take me with my cousins down to see Grandpa sometime. I always enjoyed that.
What kind of work have you done throughout your life?
Let's see. When I was married, I just worked on like Saturdays. I would go out and help this lady, you know, do her little Saturday. And she would always be making tomato sauce. It seemed that she would have company in on Saturday evening, and she'd always have this tomato sauce. You know, you have to cook it 2-3 hours or so. But she always had to make that after I did her little duties. And we'd make that tomato sauce always. And that was while I was married. My children, I didn't try to go out to work every day because I had two children and I didn't have anyone to really to keep them, and so I stayed home with my children and did my housework and cooked and you know, took care of my family, my husband, I thought as best I could. But long about the end, I guess after a few years, the children were growing up and about to start elementary school. They first went to kindergarten, before I married, I had written for this lesson to take nursing through correspondence, nursing. I had written and everything. That was before I got married. But by the time they got around to interviewing me, I was married. And so I could not follow through with that. So back to, I heard the announcement over the radio. See, that radio always was around. The radio, I heard that they were starting a training, nursing training over at the Burl Hospital, Lucy Addison High School and Burl High School. I come in, I heard it over the radio. I called over to Burl, talked to Miss Smith. She said, "Well, Miss Morrison, you missed the test time. You know you're supposed to take a pre-test. You missed the test time, Miss Morrison." She said, "But if you come over tomorrow, I will give you the test." So I found my way over to take the test. So I passed. And so for the next 18 months, I was in nursing training. And the blessed thing about it, the first 9 months, you go half a day. Go in the morning for clinical studies, half a day. Well, it so happened that the children were in school. So they got off to school. I got off to my mother at that time was living. So I got my kids over to mother's and they got to school. And I got on to my classes. Okay, that was the first 9 months. Well, of course, when I had to go all day for my training, they were in school all day. So that's how that worked out. And I graduated, took my state board, and since then I've been working ever since, but it's been all right. It's been wonderful.
Good. Do you use the public library? Or did you use it when you were children?
I think not much because of, no, not much.
Mm-hmm. Who were your role models in Roanoke?
My role models in Roanoke were, of course, my Sunday school teachers here at Jerusalem Church. There was a Miss Golden, a Miss Reynolds, and Wheaton, Miss Wheaton, I believe she was one of the nurses here in Roanoke, city nurse, I believe, Miss Wheaton. And then in high school, junior high school, Miss Sadie D. Lawson. Oh, it was just wonderful to see her, and I loved to listen to her talk, and she was my great inspiration.
Well, who were some of the community leaders at the time?
Miss Golden, Miss Reynolds, Miss Gracie Reynolds, Miss Golden, and Miss Woodson was a piano player here at the church and in the community, and some can't think of anyone else right now.
How has Roanoke changed over the years?
Oh, it has changed a lot. It has changed really a lot. Mm-hmm.
Anything particular that stands out to you? You think it's gotten better?
Yes. I think it's has changed, and you have a lot of opportunities, you know, and I find it friendly. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share? Well, thank you very much.